General Motors, Ford, and Chrysler are offering consumer discounts equal to what their employees get. A Wisconsin Department of Revenue spokesperson says a third party, in other words, the manufacturer, is involved, so the consumer is still responsible for paying the local car dealer the sales tax on the discount. A $3,000 discount could reflect an added $150 or more in taxes. Meredith Helgerson says Chapter 77 of Wisconsin state statutes requires the tax be paid, although the consumer hasn't actually laid out the cash.
They do have to charge and pay sales tax on that cash price that the consumer makes, but they also have to charge and pay sales tax even on that rebate dollar amount, because what the dealer is required to do is to pay sales tax on his or her gross receipts, and that includes both the cash payment from the consumer as well as the manufacturer's rebate that he or she gets paid.
Helgerson says the opposite is true if a person goes into a car dealership and negotiates a good deal. Then she says there's no tax on the discount.
That would be considered putting something on sale, and that is up to the dealer to determine how much he wants to give you in terms of a sale price, and that is separate from a manufacturer's rebate.
Helgerson says the situation is similar for manufacturer's coupons used at any retailer. The tax must be paid on the discount since the retailer is reimbursed. But for the ordinary store sale where prices are just marked down, no tax is paid on a store owner's discount. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.